Part 3. Aftermath and Hypotheses. Chapter 24. The Media. Rumor, innuendo, and wild speculation are the enemies of any scientific investigation, especially one that is focused on such unusual phenomena. Since the arrival of NIDS at the Gorman property, considerable efforts have been made to limit public disclosures about unusual events observed on the ranch. The policy was adopted for very practical reasons, but the secrecy has contributed to the creation of a vibrant and imaginative mythology about the ranch, a mythology that has taken on a life of its own. An ambitious sociologist could probably write a PhD thesis about public reaction to the various rumors that have sprung to life. It is a textbook example of how scraps of information can be weaved into a rich tapestry of nonsense and hyperbole. A lot of what happened on the ranch before the arrival of NIDS is no secret. Tom Gorman, exasperated by the loss of his animals and by the psychological toll on his family, decided to go public in 1996. He related some of the details to reporter Zach Van Eyck of the Deseret News, Utah's second-largest newspaper. But Tom didn't come close to revealing everything that had happened, perhaps sensing that the full picture would be tough for anyone to swallow. The Associated Press was quick to pick up Van Eyck's excellent story, which pointedly did not belittle Tom or ridicule his experiences. A photo of Tom standing beside the strange scoop-like depressions in his pasture was distributed to newspapers all over the country. Radio networks also carried the story. The extensive coverage prompted the arrival of a few enterprising UFO investigators at the ranch. Two of them, Ryan Layton and Chris O'Brien, received permission from Gorman to stake out the property on several nights. Other would-be investigators were rebuffed. Being a private person, Tom was uncomfortable with all the attention, but he took the plunge into media-infested waters because he wanted the bizarre activity to stop. The loss of so many cattle had edged him closer to financial ruin. If military or intelligence agencies were doing these things, he reasoned, perhaps the press scrutiny would force them to back off. If not, maybe someone out there could help him find some answers. The publicity caught the attention of NIDS, which quickly bought the ranch and set up a monitoring program. Not surprisingly, the arrival of NIDS scientists in a small, rural community generated its own media attention and spurred considerable, if subterranean, concern among residents. Who were these outsiders, and what were they really up to? Although NIDS didn't want any additional attention focused on the ranch, the decision was made to use the media to quell rampant rumors and to appeal for cooperation. NIDS investigators knew that they needed the trust of area residents so that people would talk to them about anomalies they had witnessed in the past and about any new developments that might be relevant to their study. This was especially true regarding animal mutilation cases. If any cows were carved up in the region, NIDS needed to know as quickly as possible so that physical samples could be collected and analyzed before decomposition obliterated any useful clues. Key members of the NIDS organization granted interviews to a few Utah newspaper reporters. Zach Van Eyck wrote two lengthy articles in which NIDS personnel assured the public that their activities at the ranch were strictly scientific and above board, that there was no truth to the rumors that they had made contact with either extraterrestrials or lizard people, that NIDS was prepared immediately to investigate any animal mutilation cases at no cost to the ranchers, and that scientific protocols required a certain amount of confidentiality. The interviews tried to discourage further intrusions by avid but uninvited outsiders. "We know so little in terms of what the overall scope of these phenomena are that it's just embarrassing to try and make some conclusions at this point," a NIDS spokesman told reporters. "Imagine that you have a phenomena that is very selective as to how it exposes itself and to whom. So if you have a tailgate football stadium type of atmosphere and everybody's got hot dogs and hamburgers and they're barbecuing and waiting for the UFOs to come down, I don't picture a continuation of the activity." This seemingly innocuous statement was pregnant with clues about the nature of the phenomena being studied, but the hints sailed over the heads of most who read them. After the articles appeared in print, NIDS initiated a news blackout. No further interviews were granted about activities at the ranch. No outsiders were allowed to enter the property. For the next 6 years, a cone of silence surrounded the ranch. dozens of unusual events were observed, animals were mutilated, mysterious aircraft appeared and disappeared, gunshots were fired at unknown creatures, and the entity manifested itself in ways that challenged and bewildered the NIDS team, but none of these events were made public. There were occasional attempts by journalists and UFO enthusiasts to find out what was going on. Curious UFO research groups organized campouts and sky watches on the edges of the property, hoping to catch a glimpse of the rumored activity and to gauge what methods were being used by NIDS. Public interest in the ranch was peaked in 1997, after a National Science magazine published a specious and inaccurate article alleging that Nevada's ultra-secret Area 51 military base was moving to Utah. The article prompted speculation that the imaginary relocation of Area 51 to rural Utah was somehow related to the presence of NIDS. This assumption was flatly ridiculous. Rumor-mongering aside, the plain fact is that the outside world had no idea what was going on within the confines of the property. This changed abruptly in 2002. George Knapp had maintained a working relationship with NIDS since its inception, and had earned the trust of principal figures in the organization. The CEO of NIDS had shared, on a confidential basis, incident reports and a comprehensive chronology of ranch incidents, and after some prodding, allowed Knapp to visit the ranch and to bring along television cameramen Eric Sorensen and Matt Adams on different weekends in the spring and the fall. The excursions represented the first visits by journalists since the ranch had been purchased by NIDS years before. In late 2002, Knapp received permission from NIDS to write an account of the ranch activities for publication. The organization reasoned that the publicity might generate new leads about other places around the world that might be experiencing similar levels of paranormal activity. It accomplished that and more. A two-part article, Path of the Skinwalker, was published in subsequent issues of the Las Vegas Mercury, a weekly alternative paper owned by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Nevada's largest newspaper. But the text quickly spread far beyond Las Vegas newspaper racks. "The articles generated a great deal of buzz locally and internationally," said the paper's editor, Jeff Schumacher. "Soon after they went up on our website, people across the globe were hitting them. Most of these people had never heard of the Mercury before. Even weeks later, people were still seeking them out." The articles were reprinted in UFO magazines in the United States, England, and Brazil, were translated into French and Portuguese, and prompted other paranormal publications to crank out their own articles, most of which borrowed freely from the Mercury stories without attribution. Tabloid TV shows headed to Utah to produce segments about the ranch, even though they were not allowed on the property. NIDS was besieged with requests for interviews and further information. On the internet, a discussion group was formed to chat and share ideas about the ranch. Initially, the participants expressed amazement and great interest, but the tone of the discussion soon changed, and members of the chat group began to focus on dark rumors. Some participants argued that the study of the ranch might be some sort of disinformation effort being promulgated by government intelligence agencies. NIDS was described as a shadowy organization that likely had ties to the CIA and might be funded by proceeds from drug smuggling or casino gambling. One UFO researcher proclaimed on the internet that NIDS board members were part of a secret cabal known as the Aviary. Members of the cabal supposedly had their own bird-like code name, such as the owl or the penguin. The mission of the sinister aviary, according to the imaginative writer, was to control all information about the presence of extraterrestrials on Earth. The aviary had been, and continues to be, a staple of conspiracy buffs. Another allegation was that NIDS scientists had acquired ET technology on the ranch and were trying to exploit it for their own nefarious purposes. An underground UFO newsletter printed an opinion that NIDS researchers had been visited by a spaceman who had revealed the secrets of free energy. Still another writer opined that the ranch might be a laboratory for secret genetic experiments involving mutilated cattle, and other armchair experts theorized that NIDS might be trying to create the underpinnings of a new global religion as a tool for manipulating the masses, presumably for unholy ends. Those researchers who had visited the ranch prior to the arrival of NIDS were flabbergasted by the revelations in the Mercury articles. They found it hard to believe that Tom Gorman had not told them everything. Some publicly chastised NIDS for its reluctance to release more details. They argued that whatever happens on the privately owned ranch should be considered public information and should be disseminated immediately. UFO researchers in Utah were also angered by the Mercury articles, one of which had appealed to saucer enthusiasts and UFO nuts to avoid further trespassing on the ranch. Members of the UUFOH, the Utah UFO Hunters, an enthusiastic and well-meaning group, assumed that the description had been aimed at them. They vented their anger and dismay on the organization's website. While acknowledging NIDS's request that no outsiders do anything to interfere with the delicate give and take that was underway, they quickly organized new expeditions to the perimeter of the ranch. In retrospect, their curiosity-driven reaction is certainly understandable. In the summer of 2004, one other ranch-related controversy surfaced, and it carried with it the darkest of implications. A brilliant but maverick physicist, known to have extensive contacts in intelligence circles and the UFO community, suggested on the internet that one or two NID staffers had been found murdered on the ranch and that the slayings had been covered up. The implication was that an unknown force had gutted the unnamed researchers and that this might signal the beginning of an all-out war with the extraterrestrials. The physicist considered this to be a matter of national security, and he invoked a comparison to the alien invasion movie Independence Day. He further asserted that the only reason he had shared the sketchy information with others was so that he could find out whether it was true. In subsequent missives, he stated that the original source of his information was a member of the NIDS board. Needless to say, there is not a word of truth to this rumor, with the exception of nonspecific severe headaches, profuse nosebleeds, and minor contusions. No serious physical harm came to any NIDS staffer or to anyone else on the ranch, and it is ridiculous in the extreme to suggest that alleged crimes of this magnitude would or could be covered up. For NIDS, the publicity and controversy from the Skinwalker articles represented a double-edged sword. Overnight, the ranch became world-famous. NIDS was deluged with letters, phone calls, emails, and interview requests. There were several intrusions and attempted intrusions at the ranch, even though the phenomena on the property went into apparent hibernation. But there was a payoff, of sorts. NIDS received a great deal of information about other, eerily similar hotspots in North America and around the world. The basic problem remained, however, how to explain what had been seen and experienced at the Utah Ranch.